The doctor!
Doctor in.
Yes, I believe he is.
He's all the way in.
Paging Dr. Spiegel. Dr. Spiegel. Coming, Dr. Spiegel.
Hello, doctor.
Doctor, yes.
How are you feeling today? You all right?
I'm good, good.
Okay, good.
Good, good.
That's my 6'6" boy.
That's him.
Well, you know,
that's my 6'6" boy.
I'm just ready to help people.
Here we go. We got some letters for you, doctor. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is your seat adjusted?
Yeah.
Is the lighting right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
My boyfriend calls other women hot from Kayla in Pasadena. Should I be concerned if my boyfriend calls other women hot, beautiful, and sexy, but has only called me cute and pretty? I feel like it's a big issue. What do you think, Dr. Spiegel?
You should always be concerned. Us men, we're pigs. We'll stray at the drop of a boot. But it sounds like your boyfriend is just having some playful fun. You can tell him how you feel, but you risk sounding insecure and needy. Now, I've been using the insecure needy card in my relationships for years, but it doesn't work for everyone. In addition, I'm a very selfish lover. Good luck with your problem.
Dr. Spiegel, Zach, and Towson write, I met this girl at a party and we both really hit it off. Is that what the kids say? Anyway, I found her Instagram account, but I don't know how to make contact with her and meet up again. If I direct message her, what do I say? I don't know anybody else who is at that party. Please help me. Dr. Spiegel.
Okay, Zach, I don't even know you, and you're already annoying me. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why you don't know anyone from the party. Okay, it's pretty obvious. The writing's on the wall. Now, about the lady to whom you reached out. If you direct message her, what's the worst that could happen? Exactly. So just go to her house and speak to her directly. Let us know how it goes.
Next one says, my husband always checks out other women, but he never looks at me. From Katie in Falston. My husband always looks at other women and is very bad at hiding it. Now, this alone has never bothered me. I get that it's just something that normal men do, but the part that does bother me is that he never looks at me anymore. It's gotten to the point where I'm practically begging for his attention, and I hate that. I hate how stupidly insecure it's making me. I bought a new sexy swimsuit for an upcoming tropical vacation and purposely tried it on right as he got home. He didn't even acknowledge me. I asked him what he thought. It's a swimsuit. It's fine, he said. This is really getting me more than I'd like to admit, and I just don't understand why I feel like I'm not good enough for him. What do I do, Dr. Spiegel?
Katie, three words. Trim your bush.
Oh,
oh wow.
God damn it.
That's a bush.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Going hard. Real hard.
Nice beaver.
A man doesn't want to see a forest being smothered by that new bikini. Also, when he gets home, don't talk to him. In fact, never talk to him. Just shave and let us know how it goes. All right.
Yeah.
Dr. Spiegs, Sarah in Baltimore.
Hey, Sarah.
I'm in my late 20s, and I haven't had sex in about 4 years.
Oh my God.
I recently started dating someone, and I want to have sex with him, but I am afraid I'm going to have a panic attack midway through, and then what would I do? I don't know how to get over it, but I desperately just want to. I've been dating this guy for about 2 months, and he has been patient, saying he respects me for waiting, but he doesn't know the reason why. He seems like a good guy. Any advice, Dr. Speak?
Yeah, here's some advice.
Yeah.
Talk slower and then real fast. I'm so turned on right now. Mental illness is so hot.
Mm.
Just relax. All you have to do is lay there. Let him do all the work. You'll do fine. And if you panic, he'll just think you're having fun. But there's something you should know. If you were hoping to get me in the sack, beware. I'm a very selfish lover, and I do have pancake nipples.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, how's that feel, girl? You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Josh. Dr. Spiegs, a selfish lover with gigantic pancake nipples. Mm-hmm.